The Democrat says the price of eggs is skyrocketing, and he blames the spread of avian flu.
Avian flu has infected over 48 million egg-laying chickens over last year. In fact, 80% of the infected birds have been egg-laying hens, leading to a dramatic shortage in our egg supply and rising prices. Many groceries throughout upstate New York have reported seeing retail increases of 35 to 40% in egg prices over the last month alone. And the wholesale value, which often precedes the retail price, is up a whopping 85%. So this shortage is having a grave impact on our farmers and our small businesses.
Schumer reports that experts anticipate the outbreak will surge in the fall and linger another 18 to 24 months. But the state's senior senator also believes Congress could contain both the spread of the poultry disease and the rising costs to consumers.
There's a proposal in Congress that would cut the USDA's fight against avian flu off at its knees. The ADA allocates about $500 million in federal dollars towards things like developing vaccinations to guard against bird flu in the first place, biosecurity measures, and helping scientists study exactly how the virus spreads. So it's hard to believe both the House and Senate Appropriations Committee have passed budgets that would cut this entire $500 million in critical funding to the USDA. This would be cutting back on one of the best weapons we have to address this spreading bird flu, the egg shortage supply, and the unrelenting price increases.
USDA statistics show New York is the eighth largest egg producer in the country, with more than 4,000 poultry farms. New York Farm Bureau Associate Director of National Affairs Elizabeth Walters says they have been working with the State Department of Agriculture and Markets to prevent the spread of the disease and are concerned about any potential cuts to research funding.
Our poultry farmers need this money for research to help prevent the spread of the avian flu. We need to get this before it enters into the state, and these research dollars are used for control measures, testing, vaccines, and other research that are very helpful and beneficial to our farmers. There have been a lot of control measures put into place, testing at the border when flocks are brought in. We're not having poultry at the state fair this year, and I know the cost of eggs and other poultry products have increased.
Schumer's comments came just before the New York State Department of Agriculture holds a hearing on new rules intended to keep avian flu from spreading into the state. The department was holding a public hearing Thursday in Albany on rules restricting the importation of poultry that has not been proven to be bird flu free. The new rules would require all live birds be tested or be from a certified flock free of the disease. It will also require a certificate of veterinary inspection for all shipments of imported birds. Again, the Farm Bureau's Walters.
Ag and Markets right now is working on some emergency rules. There's a hearing today. We haven't heard too much concern from our farmers in terms of concern of the regulation. I think everybody's, for lack of a better word, falling into line just to prevent the spread and to hopefully keep this out of New York.
The $500 million of USDA research funding in last year's budget was for all animal disease. Senator Schumer says that $400 million had been allocated for avian flu efforts. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.